Let me speak to Jimmy Kelly, joining us now from the Unite Union. Jimmy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, this is heartbreaking news for some of your members.
Well, it's absolutely tragic news in terms of the scale of this. It's just way beyond anything that we were expecting. And unfortunately, we're dealing with a company where we're looking at the rumour machine rather than getting official meetings with the company, having an explanation on the exact state of the company, what are the issues within that sector, what are the options within that sector. We're absolutely dependent on rumours and second-hand information. And we're very critical of the company in dealing with business that way. And you can imagine how the workers feel. This level of redundancies that's been speculated means hundreds of families terrible news in regard to what their future is. And we are saying as Unite the Union that this is not the way to deal with
people. So are you telling me that FG Wilson has not sat down and tried to work out any, negotiate any type of plan with the union that might have saved some of these jobs?
I am, and it's unbelievable that I'm saying this, because whatever the news from companies and employers, whether it's good or bad news, particularly when it's disastrous news like this, early meetings with employee representatives, respect being shown for people in the plants, and they being totally involved in exactly what needs to be done, what the best guess on the situation is in regard to orders, and being fully involved in having an input into what's planned by the company, and rolling that out in a way that respects people. And it is unbelievable, and I can, you know, hear in the tone of your voice that it sounds crazy that nobody has been sitting down, engaging with the workforce, explaining everything that's happening. People who give their lives into this workplace and are absolutely delivering the massive profits that have been gained, they've got to be treated with decency and respect and dignity. Going home to their families today with this sort of news, and their families wondering what's under threat. Maybe their house is under threat, let alone having lost their jobs. So this is just terrible news, or a terrible way to treat workers.
John Simpson, I'm just trying to dig more into this detail that we have in front of us now. It also says that Caterpillar has decided to shift production of approximately 70% of its small generator sets to China. They say the move will be complete by early 2014. Employee redundancies resulting from this action will be communicated to employees as they become known. So if I'm reading this right, John, and correct me if I'm wrong here, that would suggest that this 760 unemployment figure, job loss figure, that's only the start of it, and there are a lot more job losses to come, right?
Well, you've read it, and I'm listening to what you've read, and that would be the conclusion I would draw, unless the punctuation is somehow or other you have not put it properly. But nevertheless, it sounds as if this is they've made a major announcement today, and there is more to follow. And the question in this is then, and we will be waiting for news from Larne about this, the scale of this change is such that I would suspect that there may be a threat to one or other of the larger plants. So it might be that, but not put a name to it, but one of the plants where they are making these generators might be for closure, and what's left will be consolidated somewhere else in Northern Ireland.
Obviously, we're trying to get reaction from the Enterprise Minister, Arlene Foster, today. I do know that she's in a meeting. Let's see if we can...
She's in that sub-meeting of the ministers, I presume, having this discussion on what the state of the economy, because yesterday's news in terms of Northern Ireland's unemployment, it was a further increase in unemployment, yes. But what was becoming, what has become clear in the last 2 to 3 months is that the recession, if we didn't know it, we now have evidence, the recession has been biting harder in Northern Ireland than in other parts of the United Kingdom. So we now have a situation where we thought our unemployment was, our unemployment was not as bad as other regions. We now know that it is just as bad and is catching up with the worst of the other regions.
Jimmy Kelly, when did you get a sense of the scale of this?
Really, it would be over the past few days, to be honest. you know, there's speculation goes on in regard to events, but it's really only in the last few days that we were getting the sense of how big a scale this could be at. And again, talking to our representatives in the plants, they're saying to us, no, we haven't had any confirmation. We've had no invite to a meeting where a presentation could be made to the workforce representatives on what exactly was the position of the company within the markets and what was their future plans. You know, that's not asking much. But really, speculation up to that, I was talking to some of our representatives, and they were saying that obviously there was meetings being arranged this morning, but that the news was just getting worse by the minute in terms of second-hand information. It's really not the way to treat people. You know, there's one thing when there's a downturn and people are hoping for the best, that just secure the existing jobs. But when there's something like this happening, this is just absolutely not the way to treat people.
Stephen, Stuart Dixon here.
Go ahead, Stuart.
Stephen, I think the scale and sweep of these job losses, as Mr. Kelly has said, is something which needs to be, really is going to be very difficult to sink in. And while I appreciate what Arlene Foster and the ministers here in Northern Ireland are doing, I think this requires a bigger response than just that. 800 jobs is UK national news. I think we need to see the Prime Minister's involvement. We need to see Vince Cable's involvement. We need to see a national government involvement in the loss of 800 jobs in the United Kingdom.
Well, of course, the public will also be turning to this devolved administration. They will be looking to the likes of the First Minister, the Deputy First Minister, the leaders of your parties, in terms of what should the reaction be to this? Is there any way of mitigating it? You know, these are many, many families now. And you're right, 760 jobs is significant, incredibly significant in a population of our size here in Northern Ireland. Now, Sinn Féin MP, Paul Maskey, is with us this morning. Morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Stephen.
Paul, just one second. I'm just hearing that Peter Robinson, the First Minister, is getting into a meeting with the Secretary of State at 11 o'clock this morning. So the First Minister is getting into a meeting with the Secretary of State when, no doubt, this will be very high up that agenda. Just give me your sense, Paul, of your reaction to this news.
Well, I suppose it's shock to hear the extent of the numbers that we're seeing going to be in the job losses. I mean, we heard rumours about this at the tail end of last week, and I had phoned Alistair Hamlin up about it, Invest NI and others, and Data Gain. I was speaking to Invest NI this morning, as well as some employees during the week. And the number of this has totally come to a shock, because even when you talk to the employees, they were totally oblivious to what was going on. They weren't being kept informed. They weren't being told. There was rumours going about that factories could be closed and stuff as well. I mean, this is just a horrendous day for people. 760 people are going to be losing their jobs. It's not good for society. I'm actually on my way down to the Leinster House to speak at the Good Friday Agreement Committee meeting, and I'm hoping that I can actually raise that as well on the agenda in that meeting today, because you have TDs and MPs meeting at that today also.
And of course, this announcement has come, Paul, when the First Minister and Deputy First Minister are heading a mini-summit to discuss our worsening economic and unemployment rate here in Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland's unemployment rate now at 8.2%. The summit's going on. Can the Northern Ireland executive do anything about this?
Well, I certainly hope that they can. In fact, Invest NI, who has got the remit for bringing, I suppose, foreign direct investors into the North, as well, they were totally against saying to me that they were unaware about the extent of it and what it was going to mean to them. And what it's going to mean to the North in general. So there's big, massive issues. We all must have to do more, because this is simply not good enough. I mean, I represent one of the areas that has the highest unemployment rates. I mean, recently we took a trade delegation out to America ourselves from West Belfast to see if we can change that and bring further employment opportunities to that area. So there's big, massive chances. We all have to do it and get out there and sell the North as best as we possibly can. And I do think that we all can do more, and we all should be doing more.
FG Wilson are saying that the losses are part of measures to make the business more efficient and more competitive.
Yeah,
so I mean, we're not efficient enough, and we're not competitive enough.
But Stephen. That's one of the problems with globalisation. We've seen it in Fistion and West Belfast also, where a global firm comes in, they're be supported massively, and then they can just pull out whenever they want because they can go and get manufacturing goods somewhere else cheaper in the world. I think that's something that we need to look at. But I also think that when government is supporting global firms, is that there has to be tied into a long-term contract to ensure that they stay as long as possible, creating them employment opportunities for everybody.
What do you say, Paul, to the families this morning, to indeed the people losing their jobs and the families of those people learning about this news this morning?
Well, I mean, my heart goes out to every single one of them, and I think is that now the government has to step in at this stage to ensure that there is advice given to all these people as well. And I would urge and call on the Department of Employment and Learning to get in there as a matter of urgency, to give advice out to people with regards to what benefits of face can be taken and what other measures can be put in place.
Okay.
Because we need to find jobs for these people as soon as possible.
Breaking news on the Nolan Show this morning is that up to 760 jobs are to be axed by the major engineering company FG Wilson in Northern Ireland. FG Wilson is part of the International Caterpillar Corporation. They have made this announcement this morning. We know that Peter Robinson, the First Minister, is to meet the Secretary of State in about half an hour at 11 o'clock. John Simpson, are you able to crunch any numbers around this? I know this is very early days. It's happened in the last few minutes. But 760 jobs going takes a significant amount of money out of these local areas. Spending power, right?
Oh, yes, it's a huge loss of spending power in the localities where they're based, and that'll have a ripple effect. I think one of the questions that we'll need to be asking as the day goes on when InvestNI start talking about the bad news is InvestNI occasionally uses funds in order to protect or maintain jobs that might otherwise be lost. I presume, or I hope, that FG Wilson was asked, would you like to have some particular support of this kind? And maybe they've refused it. But we do actually need much more detail about this question of whether we haven't been efficient enough to retain these jobs, and if so, why not? Because this is not an incoming industry. Don't forget, FG Wilson is a Northern Ireland firm that grew up locally, and Caterpillar came in and bought it. So the Wilson family built it up from nothing so that it could sell to the world. Why have we lost our ability to sell to the world in this way?
Basil McRae, final words from you.
I think it's surprising that nobody knew about these job losses. I mean, FG Wilson is one of the top 12 companies in Northern Ireland. They're presumably very close to InvestNI. If there was threats to the jobs and the InvestNI were able to do something, we should have been doing it before the problems happened. I mean, I just think that the global reality is that these jobs are going to China for the reasons actually that Stuart Dixon outlined.
Okay.
What we need to do is work out some way to make sure that more jobs don't go. We have to find a way of retaining private sector jobs in Northern Ireland.
Basil, thank you. John Simpson, thank you. Stuart Dixon, thank you. There will be more, of course, on this right throughout the day here on the BBC.